welcome to the free daily Bible study podcast, a daily journey through the unfolding story of the Bible based on the McShane Bible reading plan. My name is Jacob Gerber, and today's meditation for April 29th comes from Numbers 6. One major theological distinction that comes up repeatedly in the book of Numbers, and one that we are likely to miss unless we are looking for it, is the difference between clean and holy. The words are not interchangeable. We had talked about this distinction in our meditation from Leviticus 11 and 12, and the subject arises again in our reading today from Numbers 6. For Yahweh to dwell in the midst of his people in his tabernacle at the center of the camp, he commands that everyone in the camp be clean so that uncleanness would not defile their camp in the midst of which I dwell, in Numbers 5 verse 3. Clean is the minimum requirement for general proximity to a holy God, and so everyone in the camp must be clean. But not everyone is considered holy. Holy is a different category altogether. Even among the Levites, only the priests were holy. The other Levites are only cleansed, as we read in Numbers 8, verses 5 through 22, while the priests are consecrated, i.e. made holy, in Exodus 28, verse 41, and they are also declared holy to the Lord in Exodus 28, verse 36, to execute their duties. What all this means is that, under the Mosaic covenant, holiness was not an option for any but the priests, with one major exception. This is where the Nazirite vow from Numbers 6, verses 1 through 21 comes in. With a Nazirite vow, anyone, male or female, could voluntarily undergo a vow of separation unto Yahweh, during which time that person is holy to the Lord, according to Numbers 6, verse 8, the exact title that priests were given. We don't read anything to suggest that the Nazirites were allowed into the temple as the priests were, but the Nazirites were nevertheless holy. In spite of the strict divisions, separations, and classifications of Israel's camp in Numbers, the Nazirites were given direct access to Yahweh through their holiness in a way that the other Israelites did not share. Of course, Yahweh's intention was never to create an elite division of Israelites in order to separate the dedicated from the insincere. To keep us from getting that idea, Yahweh moves straight from speaking about the Nazirites to telling Aaron how to bless all the people by putting his own name on them. The picture that continues to unfold illustrates Yahweh's care to guard his own holiness while at the same time extending the original boundaries in order to dwell in the midst of his people. In yesterday's reading, Yahweh pushed lepers out of the camp and taught how to test a woman's innocence from adultery. In today's, Yahweh creates a means for becoming holy and places his name upon his people through a special high priestly blessing. And in this way, the theology of Numbers teaches us something important about who Jesus would be. Our Lord came both to associate with unclean sinners and to make them radiantly holy through his sovereign grace. Thanks for listening to the free daily Bible study podcast. If you're looking for Bible study curriculum for a Sunday school or a small group, check out my book, That You May Know, A Primer on Christian Discipleship. It's a close study of 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John that explores what it means to follow Jesus as a disciple. To learn more about the book or to download the first two chapters as a sample, go to discipleshipbook.com.